Nolte, James 6 Genders Talarico Says White Guys Have Greater Responsibility to Love, Trans Kids. By John Nolte on March 10, 2026. James Scott is non-binary Talarico believes white males have a greater responsibility to love trans kids. Rep. Talarico, DTX, is the Democrat nominee for the United States Senate. Let me just state right here and right now that people who love trans kids do not, as Talarico constantly does, advocate for queering, sexualizing, chemically sterilizing, and performing irreversible gender-affirming mutilations on them. The bottom line is this: James Transerico is a full-blown monster deliberately perverting the Christian faith to obtain power. I've never seen anything like this guy. He's a demon with a baby face. He said. You know, we use the word privilege a lot. I think maybe a better word, at least in this conversation, is responsibility, because you and I have greater responsibilities to love our enemies so that those trans kids who show up at the Texas Capitol just to advocate for their basic humanity, so they don't have to. You know, I can oftentimes connect with some of my Republican colleagues because we share a lot, right? For the most part, the Republican caucus here in Texas is white, older men, straight, cisgendered men from small towns. That tends to be, you know, the Democratic caucus is everybody who's not that. So it's kind of a mess of a coalition because everyone doesn't fall into that bucket. Yes, we're required to love our enemies, but the very idea that white guys have a special responsibility to love our enemies is a deliberate twisting of scripture into DEI propaganda that spreads two separate lies. One, white guys are bigger sinners than anyone else. And two, if you're not a white guy, you have less to atone for. Christ made clear that we are all sinners. All of us, regardless. But Jesus also made clear that his Father was a him. Yet Transerico still pushes the blasphemy that God is non-binary. I've written this many times before, but never has it been truer. When it comes to where your eternal soul will reside, heaven or hell, the most dangerous people in the world are those who convince others that they are right with God, that they are on the road to salvation, when they are not. In that regard, Talarico is beyond the beyond. He's convincing people that it's Christian to see God as queer, to have abortions, to be a transvestite, and to sexualize and mutilate little kids. To mislead people by affirming sin as Christian is as evil as it gets. And Talarico knows what he is doing. He's a charlatan, he's Elmer Gantry, he's the proverbial wolf in sheep's clothing. He sees no harm in leading people astray by telling them what they want to hear within the Christian framework. Within the Christian framework, telling anyone who is not a white guy that they have less to atone for is a terrible thing to do to them, not to white guys.